Everyone in Nacogdoches knew Tom Ames had come to some bad end, with a sheriff for calling, stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. And one day his daddy took a $10 bill and it tucked it in his hand. He said, "I could tell you're headed for trouble, son, and your mama wouldn't understand." So he took that money and his brother's old band and left without a word of thanks. He fell in with a crowd in some border town and it took to robbing banks. Outside the law, your luck will run out fast, and if years came and went, till you're trapped in an alley in Abilene with all the poor shells spent. And he realized praying was the only thing yet he had never tried. Well, he wasn't sure that he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. Said, "You don't know me nothing, boss, no Lord, don't know nothing to you. And I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord, just a little bit of luck could do. And you know I ain't never prayed before, but it always seemed to me praying's the same as begging, Lord, and I don't take no charity." Hear me right now, Lord, move back to the wall, can't help but recall how I damn near hung me for stealing a horse in Portsmouth, Arkansas. Judge Parker said guilty and the gavel came down just like a cannon shot. And I went away quietly and I began to file and plot. We sent the preacher down to my cell and said, "The Lord is your only hope. He's the only friend that you're gonna have when you hit the end of Parker's rope." I guess he could have kept on preaching at Christmas, but it turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat and asked the deputy for the key. Call I ever had in the sea, I already know. Had some help from you, Lord, the devil his sales can strictly touch and go. Given who in the hell am I talking to? Ain't no one hearing me. And then he cocked both his pistols and he spit in the dirt and he walked out in the street.
Dale McCurry. Dale.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I am too, but I want to help you anyway.
I need help. I need help.
And I need help too.
All right, well, we about got this New York thing done here.
Just about got it done, ain't we?
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, you know, I'm suspicious of this ride tomorrow. We're going to Canada. Last winter, that El Nino thing gave out right about Minneapolis. So I'm fully expecting to freeze my ass off next week. So
yeah.
Been nice weather here the last few days. Really here. This is, I'm opposed to capital punishment in every case except for in hillbilly songs. I really think that's the major problem with country music nowadays is you can't kill anybody in a country song anymore. Except in the bluegrass music. So.